Hello! Welcome in to episode 147 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got a huge hello section, a what's a crack, mum section, uncal section, a runny section and a shoppy section. I sponsor this for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/caithnesscraft. All links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram. And I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week. Or rather, in Edinburgh last week, because that's where I went to.
Hello.
Hello section. A sandy hello to new to me, being with me for a while now and being with me forever, listeners. I very much appreciate you tuning in and I hope that you enjoy yourself. A sandy hello to new group members, Y Sue. Which I met her in Edinburgh and I pointed at her from a distance and went, "You!" She got such a fright, her husband was about to come and deck me one. I said, "You're Sue! Go to the retreat, I'm Louise, hello!" Louise knit pressures with me and she thought, "What is she doing?" It was because Sue was wearing this really pretty, bright green scarf shawl that she had put a picture up on Instagram. So we knew what she was wearing and who she was. And I saw her in the marketplace at a distance. Yeah! So, hello, Isu. All of the awesome, that's cool, awesome, Dizzy Spinner, Alison CS910, Perfect Circle, Gents 65, Folksworth Farmer, Laurie Crafty, Erica Eccles, Gong Crafts, Norim, Finn on Eeb. I was trying to work out if it was anything backwards. Karen Aka Mrs. Shoki. Eza Diller, Lauren Craft, and DC Alien Knits. Wow. I've murdered most of your names there. And I might have actually mentioned these before, but hello! Now, randoms hello are to everyone that I met in Edinburgh. And from the top of my head, an apologies for whom I miss. Linda Thompson, Spinny Gonzalez, the lady from Ohio who I really can't remember your Ravelry name, but you are lovely, along with your husband. Louise Tilbrook, Carrie Westerman, I love you too. She was doing this across the room from me. She was doing sign language as I looked around. She says, "You point at me?" She says, "Yes." I love Carrie. Sando, Amanda of Owlprint Panda. She escaped out my pocket again, listeners. Little Grey Girl, who is amazing. And all of the Blacker Yarns and Isla of Brit Yarns stall. Hello to Mr. Brit Yarns. And actually, hello to Mr. Illprint Pranda. I hope your holiday was good. And then there was Mel and Gordon and Tom and Kate. Poor Tom and Gordon. Oh, I could hear myself splaffing. In my head I was going, "Shut up, Louise, shut up and walk away." But my mouth kept talking, so I'm sorry, Tom and Gordon, for the inane whiskey talk. Then there was Louise and George of Yarn Garden. That was lovely. Joe Shiny Bees, Paula of Knitting Pipeline, Alison, thank you for the shortbread and the hats. And then there was Julia, Claire, Sue, Faye, Tanya, and of course Ella, who was my wild goose Sholly twin of the day. And these are all retreat goer ladies. Then there was Maddie, Ginger Twist, Jane, and the list is quite long, isn't it? So if I miss you, I apologise most profusely. And most of all, hellos and thank yous to Mika and Joe for organising it, and Louise Scully for the podcaster lounge area. You are amazing.
What's a crack?
Well, obviously it's going to be all about Edinburgh Yarn Fest. And you can tell that I met quite a lot of people. I'll just run through my weekend as part of my indulgence and rundown of the event. I drove down on Friday, and if I had put the bairns on the bus at 8:15, I would have missed my time slot at the podcast lounge. But as it was, I was set free at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we made it to Edinburgh by 2:15. I went straight to the podcaster lounge and got comfortable. And it was so busy in there, it was a bit of, "Here's all the knitters!" moment for me. Because you remember, I live in a field and there's not many people here. And when I got in the car in the morning, there was the flock of geese that are in the field next door just flew over and that was it. Not a soul did I see until I got to Wick. So it was a bit of a shock to find so many people there. It is a culture shock to me. It was a bit, you're my people! And I have to say, I have thought better not to go to the marketplace first. Because I was told, go in the marketplace, it looks amazing. And I thought, oh, if I go in there now at 2:25, there's no way I'm going to be back here for 3:00. Or was it 25? I can't remember if I had 2:30, something like that. But I only had 5 minutes and there's no way. I wouldn't have managed to be on time for my take something, leave is something blather. Thank you very much to everyone who came. I'm going to hello you here. That Denise girl, and we have more of her later, she was amazing. And the amazing Kaz with the blue hair. Janet with the amazing yoked cardigan. Ruth Crafts, who is my other personal yarn shopper now. Rhiannon Connolly, who made me laugh by saying, oh, I'm not a very advanced knitter. And she's sitting there wearing a really lovely Bayat shawl by Carrie Westerman. And if you find Rhiannon on photos on Instagram, she's got some really lovely, lovely pictures. Les from Tongue, whom I'm sure I've met her before somewhere, but she says she hasn't. And I'm quite sure she thinks she hasn't. I'm sure I've met her somewhere before. But if not, she has a top doppelganger, if not. And she had this great cardigan on of Lopi wool. So that was quite an interesting story. Also, Kate Hebel of Knit Now fame, and Mary, who's a fantastic Twitter friend, but with both of whom I really didn't get blathers on at all. So that was a shame. And of course, then there was my mum, because you can't have anywhere and stand up in public when your mum's not there to support you. I can give you a flavour of the blather just now, and it was called Take Something, Leave With Something. I had thought, well, we all take and leave with things at these big events. Some of it will be knowledge, some of it stash acquirements, and some of it hopefully new knitty crafty friends. I'd also suggested that knitters take along some preemie hats, which they did, so thankful for them, and I'm going to post them to Rigmore's Special Care Baby Unit in Inverness when I finish my own hat, and I'm using Twinset Aylin's pattern Coming and Going Baby Hat, which is, oh, super cute. I'm using stash blue yarn in double knit. And I was given quite a few little hats over the few days, so a huge thank you to knitters for giving them to me. I am absolutely touched to the bone, and I'm sure that the new parents will be too, so thank you. So to take yourself along to the event is a thing. It can be a big thing to some people. Some people come in knitting groups or pairs, and that's great because they've got a ready-made gang of people that they can share their experience with. Others come by themselves, that's too okay too, but to help everyone make even more knitting friends, I encourage them to turn to their neighbour and talk to each other about who they were, where they came from, and what they had bought or were wearing. Yeah, get the people to do the work for you, Louise. I don't know if anybody noticed that I was doing that, but you were having so much fun. It's actually quite difficult to interrupt you and stop you. But I think the ladies enjoyed this very much. I did as well. So thank you very much. I really, really appreciated you coming and spending time with me and taking time out of the rest of the festival. So I loved the sharing of the new stash. I think some of you noticed that. I was pretty much sticking my nose in everybody's shopper. What did you get? What did you get? Where have you bought? Where have you bought? Plus, it was to let everybody know what was available in the marketplace, which encouraged us all to go back and buy more, or even know where it was for future, more. After the blather and more blathering, I made it to the marketplace, but whilst I had my list of things, I didn't actually buy anything that night. I wanted to do a reconnaissance trip and I did that. And then it was there I met the lovely, lovely Louise and George of Yarn Garden. And, oh, they've got the most gorgeous colours in there just now. So keep well, lovely Louise. I saw the Wool Miser stand with all its colours. I stood in front of the wall of Blend Number 1 by Isolde. I was imagining myself in the new jumper that she had made in it. I went and petted the buchel yarn thinking, oh, this is so much less work than my buchel. It's not going to leave hair on my tights. I hung around with the travel knitter stand and talked Starman with Louise Tilbrook and Joe Shiny Bees. I kept looking for a Tunisian crochet hook and Una kept tweeting me to tell me where to get them from. And I ended up one from McCree Brothers, which she told me about, and they had a really good wee stand. It was a treasure trove of notions and tools. And then on the Friday, it was chucking out time. And we were ejected by some very lovely janitors or staff who encouraged Ella to take back some more shortbread the next day. See, the famous shortbread has its own following now. Mother and I ate in the hotel that night and sat up and managed a bit of knitting, even through the big glasses of wine I had. Oh, do you know if Carlsberg made Friday nights? On Saturday, Mum and I took the tram into Princess Street, which I've never been on the tram before, so it was pretty cool. It's like a slow train. Cooler than a bus, because it doesn't stop at all the different stops for the traffic lights and stupid other traffic. But if you don't live or want to go on anywhere that the tram is going, not so good. However, it was great because we did. And we did our bit of clothes shopping because that's our want when we go to the Big Smoke or Eildreigh. And then I made poor Mum run a bit to catch the number 44 bus out Slateford Road. And we arrived in time for the lunchtime podcaster meetup. Jolie was there talking about Periscope and Cece Allman and Damaris came in. She looks so well, Cece. And oh my goodness, Damaris is getting older. So she's got an amazing new pattern book out just now, which is really cool. And Amanda B. Collins was there. She had her Bailey cardigan. No, I keep saying Bailey, but it's not Bale. There's a place in Caithness called Bailey, sorry. And she corrected me, actually. But I was trying to steal it, because she made me try it on. Remember, I had the pattern to give away recently. Honestly, listeners, you know when you see something in real life, you sort of think, oh, that looks really nice in pattern, but when you see it in real life, you think, oh yes, it is gorgeous. And she'd used a Malabrigo mustardy colour in 1111. It's so warm and toasty as well. What could I do with it today? We regaled each other with our other halves. Spending habits, and I found my twin. I would point out that we love our other halves very, very much. We just found something else in common so much that it was scary. I am not alone. So do go look at Amanda B. Collins' patterns in Ravelry. She had a trunk show in the afternoon, which was also very cool. And I found my Saturday pattern twin because I was wearing my Ashton Lane shawl by Amanda and a lady came over and said, I've got that too, snap! So that was really cool. She had hers in a different yarn and we were discussing the blocking of it and how she didn't think hers was big enough and I says, I don't actually think it is any bigger than that. So it was really cool to have somebody else wearing the same shawl. Really, really cool. And I says, oh, Amanda was just here, I was just talking to her, and she got really excited. I thought, that's so cool. Amanda, we love you. There was a lot of love, it has to be said. The very wonderful Spinny Gonzalez was there, and she was doing her trunk show too. And she had along a hobby horse, which was knitted, and she had to steal it off her child. I got a blather with her about home time, so it was really, really nice to see you again, O'Reilly. And I know I've not said that right again, so apologies. Then my buying began. I finally got to meet Isla of Knit British, and she is ace. If you haven't met her, now's your chance. And because if you're anywhere near Manchester on Yarn Shop Day on the 30th of April, she's going to be at the Countess Ablaze, which is located near Manchester. She's opening her dye studio doors for the day and has invited Brit Yarn to have a trunk show. It's going to be a British wool extravaganza with lots of tea, coffee, cake and yarny chatter. And the doors will be open from 10 till 5. So I think if you've got some pennies, you didn't make it to Edinburgh Yarn Fest and Wool Fest is too far away for you and you're near Manchester, head there. Oh, head there. So Isla and Sonia actually helped me and Louise helped me in the Blacker Yarn stand and I am now the proud owner of 8 balls of red DK weight West Country tweed. And it's woolen spun on 110 metres to 50 grams. And this is to make a newel cardigan by Cecily Glowick MacDonald. And this was a gift to me from the lovely Valeria for my 100th episode. So a while ago. I might sometimes take a while to get round to gifts, but I get there eventually and they're in the back of my mind to get to. And actually, happy Podiversary me, because I'm in my 6th year now, just passed. So well done for you for putting up with me for so long, and well done for me for still carrying on. Hooray! I also bought some Tamer 4-ply there too, in the Blackguard stand. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it, but I have it, so hurry. And I can then go back to Blacker Yarn's website and look at the patterns that they have up there. I actually did say to them, thank you very much for that, because I saw it and I thought it was just amazing. Tamar is made in Cornwall, which I'm even more happy about because I've just finished book 7 of Winston Graham's Poldark series, and that's where it's based. And I got worsted spun 4-ply, and for my 100 grams of Tamar, I'm getting 350 metres. And this is in the Shalesbrook colour, which is a kind of light green teal. And, oh, the Blacker Yarn stand was very nice. Very, very busy. And I liked how they had British wool, and some of it was rustic, some of it was dyed, some of it was just wool. Like, you think, proper, proper wool. And various weights of proper, proper wool, which was good, because quite a lot of my queue patterns want thicker weights. And I was also sort of thinking, I can't remember who I was talking to this about. I remember where I was standing, but we were talking how a lot of shows basically just have sock yarn and it's all about the colour. So it's not always what you need, actually, is you want proper, proper wool, as opposed to pretty coloured wool that you have in your stash. And you think, oh, well, I'll make yet another shawl. And whilst it has its place, I really only need so much pretty, pretty wool as opposed to proper, proper wool so I can make a cardigan out of. Although, quite tempted to buy all the pretty, pretty wool and make cardigans out of it, but I just can't face doing a cardigan out of 4-ply. So, that is that. I then went into the hall, because I was still in the podcaster lounge, and I bought some Blend Number 1 by Isolde Teak. But this was in the blue-teal colour because I had reminded myself that I don't suit light grey. I really could vision myself wearing that lovely jumper. And then I thought, no, you don't suit light grey. And I saw Isolde's face go, so why are you telling me this? Oh, wait a minute, I have coloured wool here. So I went, I'll have that, because that's my colour, actually, teal. I'd love to wear that, but no, it's not me. But I did get a really lovely chat with her, and we were talking whiskey tasting, because she's got Blend Number 1, and we decided for Blend Number 2 that she should have whiskey tasting along with steeking at the same time, because then you wouldn't be scared about cutting things up, would you? No. No, if you've had the amount of whiskey that you require to. So Blend Number 1 is a Merino, Polworth and Svorbal, and it's worsted spun with 3-plies. And for 50 grams, I get 155 metres of sport weight, and the teal is called Wild Child. Yes, Daisy's a wild child. I'm much too boring to be a wild child. And I got 3 skeins. In fact, I think I got the last 3 in that colour at the time. And I also bought her Marin shawl pattern. And I was wondering about with a wee notebook in my hand, which has in it what I need for my patterns. Apparently that's very organised, I was told, but to be perfectly honest, I don't use it very well. I've had this all written down for years, but I go in, I see the pretty, and then I lose the ability to work out how much I need, even though it's written in my book. So huge thanks to Denise, Ruth and Louise, and almost Louise Tilbrook, for being my personal shoppers. I see Louise Tilbrook run away. Yeah, and saying, well, you need 8 balls or 2 skeins to make this. And it kind of helped me spend so much, to be honest, because I didn't actually need any yarn. I have quite a big stash. Although, I got a lot of pretty, pretty 1 skeins of various things, but now I have enough to make 1 cardigan of, and other stuff, that's what I'll come on to. So, I have quite a big stash, but I don't get out much. Then I fell over in Ginger Twistle, which I'd never actually met her before, so it was really nice. And she's littler than I thought she was. I kept saying, this is like Instagram coming alive, as people are moving and talking back instead of just seeing them in our social media hands. It's kind of a bit like Harry Potter, really. Some people got that reference and other people just looked at me. Weirdo from the hills. Now, Jessica James Ginger Twist hand-dyed. I bought 2 skeins, and this is the Flumps Chunky, and it's the Gore Limey colour, which is lime green, although Richard sees it as yellow. It's not slime. It says so in the name. Gorlimey. This is superwash merino, and each skein is 100 grams and 100 metres. And I'm going to make a Quincy hat by Jared Flood, which again is a gift. And this is from Treacle and Ink a long time ago. Hello, Treacle and Ink, if you're still listening. I never had enough chunky to make it, so this is going to be my new hat just in time for summer. You know, because everybody needs a hat just in time for summer. It's an amazing colour, and she let me try on a wee beanie hat that she had in that colour. I was like, no, so I've got a photograph on Instagram of that, and that's what I was doing, was just seeing if I actually suited the colour of the hat. And the people of May will certainly see me coming wearing this, for that's for sure. I also bought some blocking pins from McCree Brothers, along with the Tunisian crochet hook, which is the paving mitts and cowl by Twinset Allen. I'll have to work out how to Tunisian crochet first, but listeners, don't fret. It's a great podcast folder for me making mistakes. Do as I tell you to do, not as I do. I also got some DPNs and some soak from Pearlescence. I never forgot who that was there. I had a lovely time in there. I looked for the Tunisian crochet hooks there, but they didn't have it. I smelled all the soak, but in the end I went with Lacey because it's Cagney Lacey. And it's actually the one I've got last year, and I just like the smell of it the best. And I think that's where Louise Scully found me and then walked me around the show and introduced me to people that I didn't know but wanted to meet. Or I didn't know that I wanted to meet and was glad that I did. And we went and found the Buchel yarn and fangirled Kate Davis. Although this time I was under supervision with Louise and all was fine. Even though I'd already spoken to Mel, Tom and Gordon, and then there was Jane as well. I was just so excited, but I was playing it quite cool. She is really ace, so was Jane. So I've got the photograph to take to prove it, and I've got a lot of time for everybody on that stand. I have to say, I did feel like I belonged there, even though I was a little bit shy. Of course, I was always going to buy the Buchel yarn, having a dog called Buchel, and I have my mitts on two skeins. They're both 50 grams and they're 110 metres of sport weight. The thing that took the longest time was trying to decide on colours, and I eventually went for the undyed dark grey, which is called Squall, and the sky blue, between which is called Between Weathers. I wanted the Highland Coo, but do you know why I bought blue and grey? Well, I'm going to make a dog coat for my Buchel, and then I'm going to get Richard to take him to the mountain and take a photo, so it'll be Buchel wearing Buchel on Buchel Edith Moore. Buchel cubed. And he's orange already, so I got him blue, which will suit him, because orange goes with blue, and I might actually be able to spot him at a distance, because he's quite camouflaged. But I don't think it's a waste of lovely yarn, a wee doggy getting a nice wee warm back and neck. I love it so far to handle, and I reckon about the only person in the industry that can spell it before she put it out. So that's, I think, all the new stash. There was extra stuff I bought for retreat goodies, but I can't tell you about them until after the retreat. So it was Ella came over to see what I bought, and I said, oh, I can't show you that. Oh, I can't show you that. Oh, I can't show you that either. But there was purchases made in there in various places, so yeah. Now, the event was amazing. The extra things Joe Omega did this year were amazing. From the extra workshops to the photographers to the Kaylee, they added value to the ticket prices, which it wasn't so bad. And then it was done. And again, I was thrown out by the hall from the lovely janitor bouncers. And as the shortbread was done, we got boot prints on more bums. Bless. I got this bit from the lovely Louise at the end. This is the end, my friend. Does anybody else recognise this laugh?
This is a new Sandy giggle.
Oh yeah, I'm going to edit that. And edit,
do you know what, my favourite bit, I have to say, I know this is not what we're doing it, but my favourite bit of the giggle is when they go, oh dear.
I know, and I cut it off at the end as well. I wish I'd left it.
It's the best bit, it's like the most pleasurable bit of a whole laugh by going, oh dear.
They were getting tickled at the point. I let go. So, my friend, this is Louise of Knit British I'm talking to, by the way. and we're at the end of Edinburgh Yarn Fest, and it's still noisy in the background, so goodness knows if this is actually going to sound good enough to put in. But we are here, and how's it been?
It's been amazing. I think they've topped what they did last year, which I don't know how that's possible, because that was all kinds of wonderful. But this, it's been more international this year. There's been a lot of people who've just come to Scotland for the Yarn Festival. And the podcast lounge has been brilliant. Last year, we were just kind of a bit like, yeah, we're having this lounge. It was a bit of an unknown quantity last year. We didn't know what it was going to be like. We were just going to have a lounge and have a seat. And,
we did, yeah.
And we had a good time, and we had a wee programme of events. And this year, I was like, right, we're going to have a week room. I'm going to be a bit more organised about this. And I'm just so happy with how it's...
You've done a really good job, Louise.
Thank you.
Well done. I've been telling her off for not just saying thank you, like taking the praise.
But everyone seems to have just had a good time, and the best bit is when people say they've just come right in and come up to the podcast lounge first. That's like, yeah. And the podcasters that we've had this year, so me, you, Shiny Bees, Sock Matician, Joe Milmine, Felix Ford was here, Yarn in the City was here, the Geeky Girls were here. Vero from Along the Lanes was here. Lou Lee ended up popping in. Did you see her? NH Knits. It's been amazing.
Paul and Helen.
And Paula and Helen, yeah. Paul, Emma's Feasley, and Helen Stewart. It was lovely that they were all here. And we never get a chance to say hiya to one another. So it was really good just to chat.
That was good.
So it's been lovely. And I'm going to go home tonight and put my feet up and probably have a wee bubble at how lovely it's been.
And wind all the yarn. Right. What was your favourite purchase that you can think of? One.
Daughter of a Shepherd.
Well done.
Yeah, Rachel Atkinson's yarn is really incredible, and we're really lucky at Edinburgh because no one else is really going to get the chance to see this yarn, because this is just the batch for Edinburgh Yarn Festival. Uh-huh. So,
yeah. And there was a few happy faces came through there. I got some.
It's like no other Hebridean you'll ever see, and unfortunately, some of you won't see it, but I've got two skeins.
Well, I suppose I better say goodnight, my friend.
Can I also say,
this
my friend,
what?
That you've been awesome. You've been such a help, and you came up with the knitwear bingo. People were loving it.
Did they enjoy it?
Yes. People. Actually, one woman, I was with her two sisters, and she went, oh my God, we've got five of them already, and tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So, you've been such a help, and you've been there when I've been like, Louise, what will we do? What will we do now? Will we do this? Will we do that?
No.
You've been
yes.
You've been awesome. You're
aww,
like,
thank you.
You are the Lucy to my Cagney.
Oh, yeah, that was good. We got a good photograph. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
So, Mum, have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, thank you.
I'll interview you on the way home.
But her feet are sore and she'd like to go and sit down now.
Right. Thank you very much, Louise. It's been great. What a great weekend.
And then there was my mum section, for those of you who've missed her. She's not been in for a while. This is our rundown of the event. I actually recorded it yesterday. She was up for a coffee morning at the school. But I meant to do it on the way home. I thought, I'll just wait until I've got a proper quiet time. Even though Quattro was making a right snory noise. So here you go.
Okay.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Louise.
I thought we'd do a little rundown from the past weekend. So where were we?
We went to Edinburgh to the Yarn Fest. Ooh, it was really, really good. Friday morning, we started off 7:30 in your car. You came to see me. And we arrived at 2:30, 2:15, 2:30.
Yeah.
And we went straight to the place.
Yeah, the Corn Exchange.
Yeah, the Corn Exchange.
The worst bit, I think, of the entire journey was finding a space I could drive into at the end.
Yeah, and you had a talk at 3:00.
Yeah.
So we didn't check in to the hotel till the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And your talk was very good.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoyed it. And especially the part where people just sometimes go on their own and they could sit and knit, or some people are quiet and they don't mix. So you said, say hello to your neighbour, introduce yourself and just go on with what project are you knitting and all that. What's your favourite? And I think everybody enjoyed that.
Well, I know I enjoy it. I was kind of glad that everybody else did.
And then you got interrupted. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder while you were talking, and there was Paula from America.
Yes, Night and Pipeline Paula.
Yeah, when we went to the her retreat. Mm-hmm. And I said, Paula, give a big hug. But she says it was, she had to leave, so she interrupted your chat, mm-hmm, just to say hello and took a photograph and a little bit of, you know,
Blather.
And then she had to leave. Mm-hmm. So then you continued with your talk then. But it was very good.
Thank you.
It was chocker block both days, Friday and Saturday. This is the first time they've had it 2 days, isn't it?
No, this is the second year that they've had it.
Oh, we just...
Last year they had it Friday, sorry, they had it Saturday and Sunday, and this year it was Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I see. When we left on the Sunday, I see.
Yeah. So it kind of worked out a bit better for us because we got more of it than we would have done.
Yes.
So did you buy a lot?
No, not a lot. I don't know if it was the wrong thing to do or the right thing to do, but last week I went into my yarn stash and I put all the colours together, and I don't think I'll ever get through that and all the lovely good wool that yarn that I've got. I put a special, so I have got plenty, and I thought I'm not going to buy wool. What I do need is I'm going to buy cotton to make a cotton cardigan. Mm-hmm. And all I saw was one ball or two balls of cotton, so I thought, oh, I'll just wait, mm-hmm, and maybe get it a few weeks time. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy it there. But I had a lovely time walking around, seeing all the different wools.
Oh, yeah.
Yarns.
Yes. Well, wool and yarn.
Yes. And the colours, mm-hmm, and the... I bought needles, mm-hmm, and a scarf pin.
Uh-huh. Shawl pin.
A shawl pin. Bits and bobs. Now, what I saw, I've wanted for a while, I say everybody, you know, either a crocheted flower or a knitted flower. And I've got a lovely pattern from Shirley for a crochet pattern, but I have, somebody needs to show me how to do, you know, start it off and do it. So I saw this lovely little presentation box with flower, and they had about 4, 5, or 6 different types of flower, and it was in Shetland wool, ranging from the lightest colour to the darkest colour. Mm-hmm. All different designs, and the middles with different bonny buttons. Mm-hmm. So I thought, yeah, this is my chance. So I bought one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to knit that up.
Cool.
Uh-huh, and so on very thin needles. Fine, I think it's 2.
Oh, I've got them. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Although I'll have to finish my sock first.
Oh, I took knitting to the festival.
Yeah.
But you took, but you didn't have time to knit. You were so busy.
Talking.
Meeting up with people and talking and being introduced to everybody. But it was lovely. Meeting a lot of people that we met last year, and then of course you introduced me to quite a few people. Mm-hmm. And it was a special area where the podcasters were sitting.
Yeah.
So they were very friendly. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely seeing everybody and with their different yarns, their knitting, and what they were wearing, all their lovely shawls. Oh, that lovely green shawl.
With the little beads at the end. And she didn't know what it was.
It was lovely.
That was nice. Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we had... we went on a tram. Mm-hmm.
Never been on a tram in Edinburgh before, so...
No, we went on the tram.
Richard says, did you take any photos? And I says, no. And he says, well, it didn't happen then. What? This is night photos, and even then it was probably Photoshop. He says, well, I didn't take any. So, yeah, we were on.
And I had a soup that day. 2 days.
Yeah, it was good, and the weather was kind to us as well.
The weather was lovely. Yeah. And we had a good journey up. I'm glad the traffic was all going the other way.
It was quite heavy going the other way, but it was okay going north, and I was counting how many dumper trucks and, yes, and diggers was on the dual carriageway, but it's at Aviemore. I was wrong. It's not 20 miles. It was about most 4, but it felt like 20 miles, and there was 29 diggers with their little dumper truck pals. So you can imagine the amount of construction traffic that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt a lot longer on the way down because we were in more traffic then.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really, really good weekend. I enjoyed it.
It was. Oh, we bought material too.
Oh, yes, in IKEA. Yes.
Yeah.
But thank you for your company. It was good.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome, Louise. Bye.
And finally, from that date, that Denise girl, or Denise, had a wonderful thing to say. And I says, oh, can we record that? So this is this week's drams. And I got a bottle of Finlagan for my birthday, so that'll be the next dram when we record with Richard soon. But when Denise said this, I thought, oh, that is just precious. Can I share it? Yes, you can. So here you go. In Edinburgh Yarn Fest, a bit of background noise because there's knitters. I'm speaking to that Denise girl, and she tells me that she grew up somewhere very special. So I thought it might be quite interesting if you guys heard it. So Denise, tell us your story.
So I grew up in a distillery, a Balblair distillery, in a little village called Edderton. My granddad was the brewer there, so we lived with them when I was growing up in the distillery house. And when I was a really little child, I just learnt to walk and was running about, and my granddad would come home at lunchtime and I used to get let out the house to run down to the distillery and meet him. And as soon as I could walk, I was pretty much climbing the heists in the distillery and running about. Aww. And grew up with the worts and sugar water on my teeth when I had...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and when I had, like, teething, and when I was a baby, it would be, like, the raw whiskey that would be put on, the raw spirits,
cool.
And I don't know that that's really medical advice, but it definitely worked and makes a good story now.
It did. You didn't do the actions.
I didn't do the actions. I'll do them now.
Right, everybody, especially you on the bus, get your hands in front of you and wiggle them back and forward. That's really cool. So what was the whiskey again?
It's called Balblair.
Right. And yeah, apparently we've not done this one yet. So I think we should have to remedy this fact. But have you had fun today and yesterday?
I have. It has been absolutely brilliant. We've had a great time. I've been supervising Louise's purchases as well. It's been great.
Yeah. Denise has been the sensible person. I saw what she had and I realised that this is what I need to figure out how to shop, like, instead of just buying one bulk here and not knowing what I'm going to do it for. So very, very well supervised. Thank you very much, Denise.
You're welcome.
Hey, what's been your favourite purchase and bit of the past couple of days?
Oh, I think my favourite purchase is probably my Isolde yarn,
mm-hmm,
which is beautiful and lovely and I'm delighted to have it.
Cool.
And my favourite bit of the Yarn Festival, I think might be my style award from Stephen West.
Yay!
For my shawl.
Yeah, it's something weird. I must take a photograph. Well, it's a bit noisy now. But thank you very much, Denise. It's been wonderful to see you again.
Thank you.
Yay. Cheers. I can just see Denise toddling along there. She would have been a gorgeous wee birdie. Oh, she's gorgeous and you are lovely. Really lovely person, Denise. Mum and I then went for an Indian near Haymarket and got the tram home and did a bit more knitting. I did no knitting at the actual event, the way it worked out, but I got a rake done in the hotel room on sandy socks. I had finished the Wild Goose Shawlette by Paula Emmons Feasley on the Thursday morning and using the posh yarns with the colourway Cagney to my Lacey, and I showed it off to my Cagney and I'm Lacey, and it's just a beautiful, beautifully dyed purple, and it was blocked all Thursday afternoon by the fire, and I sewed in the ends at 10 o'clock at night, so I was wearing it Friday morning and it went perfectly with my purple top, and the best bit was Paula noticed, so that was really quite cool. Thank you one and all for such an amazing weekend. I talked from the minute I got Mum in the car until the minute I dropped my mum off. It was a long time. So if Carlsberg made weekends,
they would have made that one.
Runny, runny, runny.
Me.
That's who.
Runny. Well, 13.1 miles later, the Inverness Half Marathon was done. It was a really lovely weekend too. We had a pasta dinner the night before with some of the other North Highland Harriers, and when I said, I don't know whether I'm going to have pudding or not, two of them turned around and went, what? You're doing a half marathon tomorrow. Have pudding. So a huge congratulations to fellow North Highland Harrier Andrew Douglas, who won and came in at 1 hour and 5 minutes. Closely followed by Richard at 1 hour 38. That's his personal best. I came in a little while later, 2 hours 22, which is respectable for me, and I didn't stop once. It was a lovely day. A bit too lovely, but there was plenty of water stations and I took on extra water on board and that was needed. I was very tired by the end. I don't think I had quite enough long distance training runs under my belt, but I learned and I was chuffed. And it's a great atmosphere, especially when we ran in the Hello Kitty dresses. I had the soldiers shouting, come on Kitty, get your feet up. And I was, can you frog march me along the end? But yeah, because I'm tired. But people sort of made a bit more of an effort and I just loved waving at all the children because they double out, she's wearing Kitty. So a huge thank you to you if you donated for my Click Sergeant Fund, which is a charity for children with cancers. And it helps them by giving them social workers to talk to when they're diagnosed. And there's loads of other practical ways they help too. I have, at this point in time, raised £917, which is absolutely amazing. Because I thought I'd really only get £100. My wee cousin has directly benefited from Click Sergeant, which is why I chose it. She's doing really well just now. And she's due to start her fourth dose of chemo next week if all goes well. I will, of course, keep you updated on her progress as she fights the good fight. She's as brave as a lion, let me tell you. Now, our running continues with the Easter 10K in Wycliffe Sunday, and it's my brother's first 10K, which is really quite cool. And then, well, starting today, I'm serious training mode for the Glenafric Duathlon, which is the first weekend in May. And I'm a lot scared of it due to it being a hard 7.5 trail run up a hill, then an 18 mile on a bike, and then 2.5 miles at the end. I need to be seriously fit for that. Then it's a few triathlons in Wick, the May 10K at the end of May, and so on. The Inverness was the big one for charity though, so I'm absolutely humbled by your kindness, so thank you very much. Uncal. Oh, I'm loving this Uncal by the Twinsight Design Podcast that I've got going on. If you've not listened to the Twinsight Designs podcast, do go check out them and you'll find them from your usual podcast catcher. So, this Uncal is in three parts and they're not hard, so honest gov. Division 1, leave it, old whips. I think of the Sweeney when I say that. Leave it, shut it. Find, admire, photograph and post a picture in the old whips thread in one of our two Ravelry forums of a whip that has been forgotten, pushed aside by new knitting love. Reacquaint yourself with the whip and find a place of honour on which it will now have to sit until June the 1st. On June the 1st, we'll ask you to take another picture of that whip with proof of the date showing you have not worked on it. All entries meeting these two requirements will be entered into a drawing for some great prizes. Whips may be considered abandoned in your own mind regardless of how old they are. This division will have a second phase. If you then complete the whip by September the 1st, you're entered into a second drawing for even more luscious bounty. So this division of my thread, I've seen an amazing project that I'm hoping you will all carry on in June and finish. Poked a Goblin has a couple, and one that caught my eye was from the Land's End to Jonah Groats, which is a tin can knit vivid blanket, and she's using the different sheep breeds from around the country. And I saw I finished one of these at the weekend that Louise of Knit British now owns, which is so kind of the knitter to make it for her. You really have to finish this one, Poked a Goblin, obviously after the 1st of June. Woolen Flute has made me laugh too. She's entered her Frisian Shawl by Brittany Wilson. She thought it would be a good travel project, but then realised the instructions needed concentration on it. That's understandable, so it was set aside. But she's even taking the needles out of it now. So that's dedication to leaving a project that, taking the needles out of it, knowing that you're going to go back to it and you're not just going to rip it out. Joy of Chicks, whom I met an actual person on Saturday, has a project from the 1980s. And that was impressive, I think. I don't think she's going to mind leaving it a little bit longer. So seriously, that was really hard to narrow it down just to three to give you a flavour. So you must go onto these threads and look through the projects. And if you want a chance of being talked about on the podcast, go in and enter. So then we go on to Supercorn Division. Division 2, Supercorn, New Whips. So everyone else is doing the Paula, Stephen West, Kate Davis, Natural Project, Cal, Mystery Cal. You don't really want to do them now, but you really want to do this unicorn project you've had in your queue for ages. This Cal gives you permission to turn your back on the crowd doing the popular kids' Cals and get the unicorn made. Get started and finish by June the 1st. Post in the appropriate threads in one of our Ravelry forums, and if you finish, you'll be entered in the drawing for great prizes. There was a superhero. Its name was Supercorn. It was a unicorn. The first project in it is by Helen, and she's put up the graphic kerchief by C. Perseno. I did practice that, believe it or not, which is a gorgeous wee kerchief and tiny bits of highlighted colours. I like this. I thought it was a great way of using up little bitties of yarn, and you insert wee contrasty colours into its main body. That was a nice choice, Helen. Beast Chops, that's Beast Chops with the little red squirrel, Gravatar. It makes me laugh even just thinking about it, never mind seeing it. She's gone for a Shibuya Lanin, which I didn't practice beforehand, by Anna Kadadja, using Goncraft's yarn. And Goncrafts were at the show, and I meant to go and talk to them, but, you know, for some reason, I didn't see them on the Saturday. So hopefully I'll see them at another event, because they're from up here. Erica Eccles has gone for a Moonraker shawl by Melanie Berg, and the wee colour pops in it are lovely. I like the light blue that she has as the main colour. One wee suggestion for you, Erica, is so you don't have the same problem as your Division 1 crochet blanket, take a wee while, sew in your ends as you go. Or at least before you start knitting one night, tackle a few of them and then you won't have as much work to do at the end. You may take that or leave that or just ignore that or fast forward 15 seconds for that one. Flutters by Song is knitting the Secret Garden Shawl by Alana Dacos. She bought the kit by Little Skein in the Big Woods. Oh, their yarn's lovely, because I saw it in America. It will look beautiful. So I hope you've managed to get the wound yarned and started off. I myself think I'm going to pick up my Owligan cardigan again as my Supercorn project. It's something that I wanted to make since I saw it, and I put it to the side for other projects, but you know, it's that time of year for me to get the big winter garment made just for summer. Bring on summer! I can take the hit for you, you know. So on to Division 3, Froggen Rabbit. Really an uncal. Between now and June the 1st, frog a project that you once thought you loved, but you know, just can't stand. You hate the way its little colour looks, the way it sits on the needles, and it picks its teeth, and it puts its feet up in the furniture. It leaves hair everywhere. Oh, sorry, I got distracted there. Show us a picture pre and post frogging on the appropriate threads of Ravelry forums before June the 1st, and you will be entered in the drawings. I find this thread a little sad, in a way, as I see your beautiful projects before yarn again, and I do understand your reasons behind it. Sometimes it's just not meant to be, and it's liberating to take it out and start again. Gardening Witch has ripped out her Welsh blanket Boomerang and is going to repurpose the yarn for something else. FRK Strick went all out, and she frogged 5 projects. So well done. Your projects do look nice and tidy the yarn all wound back up again, so you go. Girl. The last one to choose was just too hard, so Alison NC90, Lismus and Perfect Circle, well done. Go look at their tidy, lovely balls of yarn. And I'm also going to point out that this uncal is for crochet projects too. Two of these divisions are incredibly easy to enter into. The first one, you don't do anything other than take a photograph to show that you don't work on it. Basically, you take 2 photos of it. The third division, you just rip it all out, which I suppose it's work, but it's liberating. And then you can use the yarn for better use. So say you spent £16 on it, you get to use it all over again. That's what the wifey in the material shop in Wick said. They say quilting's an expensive hobby, but look at the time you're spent actually using it. And I thought, yeah. And actually, it's better when you think about wool, because you can reuse wool. You can sort of reuse material, but not as much. So it's liberating. You can use the yarn for better use, or even start the project again if that's what you want to do. I could have done that for my Tilly Thomas Symphony and Lace shawl that I ripped out last year. I have a pattern for it that's not that hard. I just lost my place in it to the point of I couldn't carry on, and it was too hard to rip back to somewhere safe, so I ended up taking the lot out. I do fancy the shawl just for me to work through without pause next time or putting it away down for something else. We will have prices of things for my shop and other things too, so you can sign up at Twin Site Designs Forum and my own forum, and let's ungal that cal. Retreat. I'm happy to say that my retreat is full up now. Oh goodness. I'm busy in the background with getting the goodie bags organised and the contents made, etc. If you're here listening to this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the third week of March, and you've not yet put in what food you want or what workshop you want to do, could you just attend to that first, please? Because I want to order the stuff. There's going to be a small vendor fair on the Saturday morning at the conference chalet, and a few of the retreat attendees, and so a couple of Caithness Crafty sellers. This is going to be open to everyone in and around Caithness to attend. Feel free to come in and chat for a whiley. Nick from Yarns from the Plain fame is going to be in attendance, and I've had a couple of requests that she come back from my crafty pals, so I hope she has a good stock with her. Nick, I'll put you well. I also had some lovely offers of prizes and goodie bag fillers, and if any of you listeners wanted to offer an item or pattern for the goodie bags or raffle prizes, I would be delighted to see. Yes, please. And if you contact me for address, I'll be happy to give it out and talk about your crafty business on the project. For instance, Gardening Witch has an Etsy shop at www.etsy.com/uk/shop/gardeningwitch, where she has some really bonny project bags and some lovely stitch markers and progress markers. Now, I didn't know what a progress marker was until she contacted me, and I've got loads of them. It's a stitch marker, but it has the claspy hook. See, you have a bit of jewellery, a necklace, and you have the claspy bit where you flick it back. Well, we've got these with the stitch marker, and you move that up and down your work, and you use it to see how much you've knitted, which obviously the knitwear girls talk about. Or if you're doing crochet, it's perfect because you can move it. I hope I explained that properly. Anyway, Gardening Witch has these and at a very good price. And of course, this means now I'm into secret crafting mode, so I'll have to knit a lot to make up for it, listeners. That's such a bind for me, you know. I really struggle to do that kind of thing for you, but you know, I'll take that hit for the team. I still can't promise real puffins, but I can promise toy ones in the cafe shop.
Shoppy section.
Thank you very much for your purchase the past week, so I much appreciate it. The shop is still stocked. We have McLean and Farquharson, Wallace Robertson, Ancient Macmillan, and one last weathered freezer bag, and another couple of ancient freezer bags. I've got more ancient than I do weathered. And there is one sheep cosy in there because I gave the Highland Tea cosy as a prize on Saturday. So if you feel you would like to contribute to my continued running of the podcast but get stuff back as well, please go and visit www.etsy.com/shop/CaithnessCraft. And as a birthday coupon for me being 6 year podiversary, I think I'll put 10% off, and you just need to type in birthday.
Blah 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 section.
Thank you very much for listening. I again appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to me splaff on with the words appreciate, amazing and lovely. My email is caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram as caithnesscraft. I have a page on Facebook, which I actually need to update. But Facebook ate my caithnesscraft person. So if I seem to have disappeared, I do apologise, but it wasn't me. It was the dog that did it.
was actually Facebook. And I have Flickr photos of Luigi 2010, and you can get the Podbean site at www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. So thank you for listening, and keep on crafting.